Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about how the Father can use one person so dramatically and so powerfully. Just one person who could be obedient to the Father's will. Go with me to Acts chapter 27. We were talking about Paul, and the Father already testified that Paul has to bear witness of him in Rome. And here he's arrested and on his way to Rome. Acts chapter 27, verse 10, Paul says to the people who are controlling the ship, "Says, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but of our lives." But they didn't believe him. Verse 14, "But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive." This is a bad situation. A hurricane came. Verse 18, "And we became exceedingly tossed with a tempest. The next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship." They just threw everything overboard. Verse 22, But Paul got up and spoke. "And now I exhort you to be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For it is stood by me this night the angel of the Father, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and the Father has given thee all them that sail with you. Wherefore, says, be of good courage, for I believe the Father, that it shall be even as it was told me." Verse 27, "But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 phantoms. And when it got a little further, they found again, sounded again, it was 15 phantoms. They were getting closer." And you're getting so closer to your miracle, so closer to your breakthrough, so closer to your deliverance. Let the Father finish it today. Verse 29, "Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day." Verse 31, "Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved." And that's the message for all of us, to abide in the presence of Yeshua. These are the last days, and there's so many things happening in the world that we need to abide in him. "Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off." Look at the courage that Paul had to get rid of the lifeboats. The Father told me, if we abide in the ship, we're going to be safe. Hallelujah. Verse 33, "And while the day was coming, Paul besought them to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that you have carried in, continued fasting, have taken nothing." This is Passover, Nisan 14. Verse 38, "And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the weed into the sea," all their food. Hallelujah. Verse 41, "And falling into a place where the two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves." Hallelujah. But they escaped. And verse 44, "And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship, and it came to pass that they all escaped safe to the land." Look at the leadership of Paul. In chapter 28, verse 1, "And when they were escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarians were very kind to them and everything. And Paul put his hand down by the fire to put some more wood in, and a snake bit him. And nothing happened to him, and the people wanted to make them to be a god. They said, no. In verse 7, "And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick with a fever out of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. And he honored them with many honors and everything that they needed." Look how the father used Paul to bring his glory to that island. But Paul had to get to Rome. The enemy tried to stop him, but he got to Rome. In verse 30, chapter 28, "And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came unto him, preaching the kingdom of the Father and teaching those things which concern Yeshua with all confidence, no man forbidding him." Look at Paul. You could look at his life. You could look how he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And how he was going to Jerusalem, and he knew that nothing waits me but bonds and afflictions. But none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself that I might finish my course. And look how the demon said, we know Paul, we know Yeshua, but who are you? To the seven sons of Sceva. Look at how the Father used Paul so dramatically and guided him to his destiny, which was at Rome. Hallelujah. Go with me to Joshua, the book of Joshua. I want to talk somewhere about Joshua. Joshua chapter 5. Verse 13, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his hand, sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, are you for us or for adversaries? Because the sword was pointed towards Joshua. See, the Father's trying to do the work in Joshua before he could use him. And the Father's trying to do work in us before he can use us in a more powerful fashion. Let him do the work. Turn your flesh over to him. Allow him to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. Watch how he uses you. Verse 14, he said, no, but as the captain of the host of the Father am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what do you say unto me? What's the plan? What's the plan? In chapter 6, verse 1, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. There was fear already in the camp, and Jericho was already fear. In verse 2, and the Father said unto him, Joshua, see, I've given you into your hand Jericho, because they were afraid of the Israelites, and the king thereof, and a mighty man of valor. And you shall come past the city, all you men of war, and go around the city once. This shall you do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. On the seventh day, you shall come past the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow it with the trumpets. That's 13 times. 13 is not an unlucky number. Luck has nothing to do with us. Luck is from Lucifer. 13 is a number of deliverance. And a Jericho in your life can come down by the number 13. Hallelujah. And as you may know, in chapter 5, this is Passover, when it got to Jericho, and now 7 days later is when Jericho came down. This is Passover and unleavened bread. And you can see that, which is 8 days, Passover and 7 days of unleavened bread. And Jericho came down on the last day of unleavened bread. There's so many powerful things the Father did on his feast days. When Abraham was willing to offer up Isaac, and saw Yeshua, he saw a vision of Yeshua hanging on that same mountain for us. That was on Passover. Yeshua is our Passover lamb. Go with me to Joshua chapter 10. Between Jericho and what I'm now going to talk about with Joshua, there was a little town called Ai. And they went against this little town Ai after Jericho came down with all his confidence. They lift up in pride and never consulted with the Father. And they got defeated the first time they did. But then Joshua got the sin out of the camp. Achan had taken stuff, gold and silver and clothing from Jericho. And once they got the sin out of the camp, they killed Achan and his family. Then they went against Ai and defeated Ai. But now these other nations are so afraid of Joshua. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 1, now it came to pass when Achinizak, the king of Jerusalem, had heard that Joshua had taken Ai and utterly destroyed it as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king. And how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men therefore were mighty. But nevertheless, in verse 5, the 5 kings of the Amorites and so forth came against Joshua. Verse 6, and the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servants, come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So here comes Joshua, fearless. Again, we're talking about how the Father can use one person who just believes him and his word and is obedient to his will. And Joshua ascended from Gilgal in verse 7, Joshua 10. He and all the people of the war with him and all the mighty men of valor. And the Father said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before you. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Father discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way to go up to Beth Horon and smote them to Azekah and Makkiah. And came to pass as they fled from before Israel and went to the going down to Beth Horon that The Father sent down great stones from heaven upon them unto Hezekiah, and they died. There was more which died with the hailstones than they which the children of Israel slew with the swords. See where one person can do what the Father says. He backs them up. Be that one person today. Do what he's asking you to do. Go to those people across the street. Go to that family. Minister in that church. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Don't the enemy stop you. Because if you go, he'll go with you. And he'll back you up. Remember how Jonathan and his arm bearer went against the enemy. And there was a rock on one side, a rock on the other side. That was the Father protecting them. And Jonathan and his arm bearer killed 20 men. And there's a trembling in the host, and the Father had the enemy kill each other. See, we do so little, but the Father can do so much. But he's looking for one person to do that little. One person to say, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Look what Yeshua did at Gethsemane. Not my will, Father, but your will be done. And look what he accomplished. Look what the Father accomplished through him. Let the Father accomplish great things through your life. Because all you need is him. Always just want to stay in the minority. Don't be in the majority. The road to hell is wide and narrow, and many are found on it. The road to heaven is straight and narrow, and few are found on it. Just make up your mind, you're going to serve the Father. If you're the only one in your family, if the only one in your neighborhood, just serve the Father. Put your hand on the radio. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, I'm asking you to touch the people. I speak the word of healing, deliverance. Be free. Be healed in the mighty name of Yeshua from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive your miracle today. Receive your financial miracle. Receive that house. Receive that job you need. It's your daddy who's going to do it for you. He gets all the glory. The whole world is about our daddy from Genesis to Revelation and beyond. So let your daddy work for you right now. He loves you. Just turn the flesh over to him in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you some more about ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, and I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the different feasts of Yeshua. And my second book is Noon, which talks about the feast, but it talks about every month on the Hebrew calendar, how the Father did things in a word on those months, and he wants to repeat them, and you need to know that. You need to know his calendar. And also the different hours of the day when the Father did things in the word, he wants to repeat those on those hours of the day. You need to know it. There's a certain hour of the day where his healing anointing just flows out greater than any other hour, even though he can heal at any time. My third book is called Demystifying the Trinity. Explaining the Trinity. The powerful, powerful books. You can see that everything that happened in a word of major importance happened on a feast day. Hallelujah. I can show you from the feast days when Yeshua was born, when he died, when he rose, when he ascended, when he was circumcised. It's just so powerful. And normally I would send you the Tate Publishing to get these books, but my wife and I are willing to give you those books at cost, $5 each book. We don't make any money on that. We just want to give them to you. We want to sow a seed. And you just call me and give me your address, and we'll get these books out to you. If you really, really have no money, we'll get these books to you. But only ask for these books if you really, really want them, because they are anointed, and they do cost money. We just want to make sure that if you want them, we want to put them in your hands as quick as possible. And also, don't forget that our broadcast is 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night, if you miss it in the morning. And if you go back on WCNO.com, and click on demand, you can see any prior, you listen to any prior broadcast. And again, we want to get these books out to you. We just want to help you. If you want them on a quantity basis for your ministry, whatever, we can get them to you too. And so here's my phone number again, 772-801-3677. If you're in the Bahamas and listening to this broadcast and you want me to pray for you, just email me, go to henrywalker.org, click on contact, do an email to me, give me your phone number, and I'll call you back and pray for you. Now, again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
You're invited to come experience the power of God. Miracles still